Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today we are talking about dental and vision. And this was a really random topic, but because I got a letter from the IRS, which has nothing to do with dental and vision. But
are they offering insurance now? That's awesome. No, I don't know if that's awesome.
That's kind of scary. Actually terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I keep all my sort of important papers together. So my tax papers are with my health insurance papers.
Oh, sure.
So as I was doing that, I just happened to see my health insurance papers and was reminded of the fact that I actually do have dental for some odd reason, but don't have vision, which is more upsetting to me because I wear contacts. So I'd much actually rather have the vision insurance than the dental insurance. But just the fact that for a lot of basic health insurance plans, one or the other or both are not actually included.
Mm-hmm. Often it's dental versus vision. I mean, I've had glasses since the second grade, and then I grew up and became an adult and had to pay for my own my own glasses and contacts and eye exams, and it's been very rare that I've actually had vision insurance.
Yeah, so yeah,
which sucks.
But when mine was going out, I just like bought a year's worth of contacts, but I never follow the eye doctor's instructions of how often I should change out those contacts.
I don't either.
So they're like 2 weeks, and I'm like, yeah, no, these are too expensive for 2 weeks. I'll use these for a month and change it out. It's much easier to remember it a month.
Exactly.
So they laughed at me longer than he probably thought they should, but I don't have that insurance anymore, so I can't currently see him, so he can't tell me off.
Right. Yeah. But then, you know, you said you'd rather have vision than dental, but if you had to have a root canal or something and pay for it out of pocket, fun either.
But I've heard that. See, I actually was pretty good with teeth. I didn't even have a cavity till I was 18.
Nice.
My teeth have always been pretty awesome. And now, like, you know, dental care has improved so much that things that you used to have done and then would have to get done every so often all over again aren't the case anymore. So, like, I don't have metal fillings and don't have to deal with that. And
right.
Which is something my mother has to deal with every now and again. I'm just, like, so glad that dental care had improved by that point. That I get some sort of, like, resin or something and you never have to, like, replace that. It's there. You're good. Go on.
Right.
So, yeah. Much grateful for that. But anyways, for those who may not have dental and or vision insurance, there's often a sort of, not toss up, but sort of a choosing between, you know, oh, how important is this? Do I really need to go to the doctor for every little thing? Or can I just put it off till it's something big? But then if I went when it was smaller, it wouldn't have gotten big, and sort of trying to figure out when it's
teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
When it's worth it to pay to go to the doctor when you don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. Adulthood. Thanks for that.
Yeah, good times.
So,
there are other options for children, but it's hard enough to be myself trying to make these decisions. Having to make them for my children sounds just awful.
But I think for some insurance, at least some insurance plans, children are just like automatically covered for those things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there's
mine, vision wasn't included for me, but it was included for like children under 12. And I'm just like, why am I so old? Although if I was, you know, 12, I'd still be on my mother's insurance, which was actually pretty nice. So.
Right. I just meant for families that can't afford insurance because, you know, they are out there even with the Affordable Care Act and all the changes that have been made. There's still families that have to choose between what they can pay for.
Right. Exactly. And then it's you wait too long and then it's okay. Now I have to go to the emergency room for this problem that other luckier people would totally just go in, make an appointment and go in and maybe not even have to pay a copay? Are there people who don't have to pay copays? And if so, how did you do that?
They pay a much higher premium.
Oh, yeah, that might be it too. Like, copays are pain. But anyways, so today we're going to talk about some sort of basic everyday care tips.
Oh, I thought we were going to complain about insurance the whole time. Dang it.
We could.
I have a whole soapbox.
But no, we're going to actually try and do something proactive.
Helpful. Yeah.
So we're going to give tips about everyday care, but then also tips where actually, no, maybe you should really bite the bullet and go see a doctor. These are some serious things.
Don't actually bite a bullet, though, because that's dangerous and it's not good for your teeth.
Yeah. I mean, unless you are like, I really want to see my dentist and I don't have an excuse. There's probably still better things to bite than a bullet, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so we're actually going to start with dental. And I kind of know some of these things and yet kind of don't. Like, if it was my life on the line, I'm not sure I could fully explain what gingivitis is. Just that it's bad. Mm. That's all I know. It's bad.
It's bad. And
something.
It's gum disease, right?
Or it leads to gum. Is it gum disease or it leads to gum disease? Mm. See, this is that level of I'm not quite sure.
I don't know if in my mind it matters. It's bad all around and it has to do with your gums.
Gingivitis is just terrible, period. So, like, the main reason for the everyday dental care is beyond even gingivitis, just to keep from tooth decay, which tooth decay occurs when food containing carbohydrates, sugars, and starches are left on the teeth. So, I mean, I guess if you were like a total carnivore, you'd be good.
Maybe. Although it can still get stuck in your teeth, and then food stuck in your teeth can still cause decay. But
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, bacteria that lives in your mouth digests the carbohydrates, turns them into acid, and then the bacteria, acid, food debris, and saliva together combine to form plaque, which clings to the teeth, and the acids in plaque dissolve the enamel surface of the teeth, creating cavities and possibly leading to gingivitis. That was like a multi-step road to terrible teeth.
Yes.
It was like there were several things that have to happen there for my teeth to go bad, and yet they are happening all the time, annoyingly.
But one thing that I don't understand is people who do not brush their teeth at night. I was always told that's the worst thing you can do, because then things just stay in your mouth overnight while you're sleeping, and you know, you're not
right.
It's just bad. I mean, badness ensues. And yet I know lots of people who are like, it's not a big deal.
I mean, I've done it a couple of times where if I had stayed up really late and I was just like so exhausted, and I'm like, even the process of just like standing here for 2 minutes to brush my teeth seems too long. But I would at least like rinse with mouthwash or something before. I cannot just go to bed without doing anything unless I like totally didn't actually mean to fall asleep and just ended up falling asleep on accident.
Right. And I've done that as well. But I'm like you. I have to brush my teeth or do something. And 99% of the time it is, I have to brush my teeth before I go to bed.
Right. And they do actually recommend that you brush your teeth at least twice a day. Mm-hmm. And I remember in my dentist's old office, at least one old, possibly two old office, but it's the same dentist. He just moved. There was a thing with, I cannot remember the cartoon. It's a comic. It's not Roseanne, but she was sort of chubby woman and she ate a lot. And in it, she was like, I brush my teeth after every meal and snack at least like 15 times a day.
Is it Catherine?
Kathy? Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But I was just like, I wouldn't do that much, but I think that's funny. Very good.
Oh my gosh. This is off topic and yet slightly on topic, in that my old dentist, when I lived somewhere else, had chickens. The dentist lived in town, and they had a window in the room that I always was put in, and outside that window, in this tiny little space between the window and the fence, chickens. So they would just walk past the window and make little noises, and it was like, this is both fascinating and weird.
That's a sort of one in a million dentist. Why don't I live in strange small towns?
I don't know. They're out there.
They are somehow. But that also you should brush with your toothbrush at a 45 degree angle, which is kind of hard to just sort of guesstimate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always just sort of try and angle the outside to make sure that the outside bristles are like rubbing my gums, and my toothbrush and the ones that my dentist gives me have those little like rubber gum massager things. Mm-hmm. So if I can feel that on my gums, I feel I'm doing pretty okay regarding angles.
Then there are some people, myself included, that no matter how soft of a toothbrush you use and no matter how careful you are, you can still get the receding gums because you still brush too hard. And so for me, the best thing that works is like a Sonicare, like an electric toothbrush, because then it's not me adjusting the... I just hold it and let it vibrate, and it vibrates at the right speed and the right pressure. So,
well, and looking all this up, I actually found this thing, and I kind of knew things like this existed, but I didn't know what they're called, which was like sort of chewing sticks,
like for dogs, but for humans.
Yes,
like,
but
you know what I mean? That came out wrong. But like I give my dogs teeth cleaning chews. These are for humans,
kind of. These sticks. And they've been used for like centuries, and a good number of them are either in the Middle East or in Asia, so that possibly would explain why I'd never heard of this before, where you chew on the end of it, and the way this stick is made is the inside sort of splits into bristles by itself, and so then you've got a sort of round stick bristle brush, and you brush with that. And whatever the stick is made of is like naturally antibacterial or something.
Well, I know in some of the historical books I've read, they use like willow twigs or something. And I've read other, you know, not just fiction, but I read other accounts where, so maybe that's kind of the same thing where you're using that end.
Yeah. So this one is called Miswak or something like that. And I'm like, you know what? I am super fascinated enough and also always very annoyed that my toothbrush are all plastic because it's like, is there any other way to, I know I'm supposed to replace every 3 months, but I kind of don't want to because now I'm just adding more plastic to the landfill.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, oh, what? This totally natural thing that I think you can actually compost? Yes, please. So I'm going to be the strange hippie mother sometimes thinks I am, and I went to Berkeley, so maybe I might seriously be, and hopefully order those soon and give that a try. So
let me know how that goes, because I am intrigued now.
So we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Today we're talking about dental and vision and a whole host of things. Strange, we keep getting randomly off topic, but it's also quite fascinating with Sarah and dentists and chickens chewing sticks for dog humans.
For dog humans?
All over.
Okay. It's been mostly on topic. I mean,
mostly.
Not like last week when we just were completely all over the place.
But those are always the fun ones.
That's true.
So just a couple more dental tips, that the ADA recommends actually not covering your toothbrush, which is, my sister tends to always like to have like those toothbrush covers, you know, that they make for vacation. Mm-hmm. But she always has that even in the bathroom, because even if we flush with the toilet lid closed, she's still afraid that like things will get on it.
Right.
But that actually doing that can sort of have your toothbrush grow bacteria.
I mean, I would think it would create a little environment for it to fester.
Right. So it doesn't dry out well, and the bacteria can,
Right. So I do like those for vacation though, because I don't like just sticking my toothbrush in my bag with everything else. Then it comes out all fuzzy and gross, and so.
I just always put mine in a Ziploc bag.
No, that works too. No, I've done that as well. I guess I just meant I don't like putting it by itself without it could be saran wrap for all I care, but something that's not gonna come off
strange otherwise. And also, I think we mentioned earlier, replace your toothbrush every 3 to 4 months and use floss at least once a day, although I totally had this discussion with my sister because research has suggested yes, but maybe no, but maybe just to be safe, yes, that they were required. I think the ADA was required to take the floss recommendation off or something because they could not prove with any sort of research that it actually had a specific effect.
Hmm.
That, you know, it's like, if you don't do it, it'll be terrible. It's like, eh.
Well, it also kind of depends on your teeth. If you've got really straight teeth, maybe it's not, maybe it makes less of a difference. I don't have like ginormously crooked teeth, but I never had braces as a kid. And so I've got a couple of little crooked places where if I don't floss, then food just lives there forever. Mm. So I would imagine that that goes back to the, you know, food getting, food staying and then building up acid, etc.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I never had braces, and I, again, I always had pretty good teeth just in general. So me not flossing has not ever been a problem. So maybe it's just me and I have decent teeth. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the, I don't know if it was the FDA or the CDC or some organization,
some alphabet,
yes,
organization,
basically said you can't prove this, so you're not allowed to say it. And the ADA countered with, well, we can't prove it, but we still highly recommend it. So it is still highly recommended, somewhat unofficially, that you should floss at least once a day.
Hmm.
And that you should do that whole cupping around your teeth thing rather than just putting it between two teeth and moving back and forth.
Right.
That you want to sort of, right, the way you would like, I always think of it as like drying your back with a towel.
Right.
That you sort of shimmy it around yourself in a loop, kind of.
Yes.
Shimmy your floss around your teeth.
Yes. Now I've got an image in my head. It's very strange.
But ironically, actually, you shouldn't use toothpicks and things like that that could damage your gums.
Right.
Which is amazing.
They're very sharp.
Toothpicks have been around forever. And I'm just like, really? Why do they give those out in restaurants then? But, I don't know. But anyways, moving on to eyes. I've had my glasses since I was 10, and I wasn't allowed to have contacts for the first 2 years. It was like literally...
Oh, I got you beat there.
You don't have contacts, period?
Got my glasses in second grade. In fifth grade, my eyes were changing so bad, so much that I had to get a new prescription every 6 months. So my ophthalmologist put me on atropine drops, which dilate your eyes. So my eyes were dilated for 7 years straight.
Wow.
7 years. Fifth grade to 12th grade when I finally got to come off the drops and then I got contacts. Also, had to have glass lenses, bifocals.
Uh-huh.
And it was the it was the late 80s, early 90s. So we are talking ginormous glasses, glass lenses, 92 pounds.
Oh.
That's my story. Oh, plus I had dilated eyes, so I had to have the transition lenses, which weren't really transition at that point. They never fully undarkened, cleared
right
up. Okay, that's... I've had therapy. I'm better, but, you know, it was a traumatizing childhood, let me tell you.
Yeah, mine wasn't that bad. I did have to beg those first 2 years, but the moment it was literally 2 years, I was like, you said 2 years. I remember you said 2 years. Give me contacts. I am tired of this. And then was sort of schooled and, you know, how to take care of my contacts and how to properly, you know, don't sleep in them. Don't, mm-hmm. And that's actually really, really bad. Please don't ever sleep in contacts if you wear them. That's just... you're breeding more bacteria. Yeah, don't.
Even the ones, I mean, there's supposedly you can sleep in them for up to a month, but that your don't eyes don't that breathe and
right,
it's yeah all kinds of stuff.
But that actually you're not supposed to keep your contacts in even when you shower or swim or are getting water like anywhere near your face.
Right.
Which frustrates me because I'm just like, I can't see.
I can't otherwise see my own feet in the shower.
Right.
So, yeah.
And if I'm in the shower, my glasses are probably there because I probably like put them on the counter and then they're going to get all fogged up anyway. So I won't be able to see for a while after I get out the shower. Can't I just, you know, not risk like tripping and breaking open my head and just keep the contacts in, please?
Yeah, I've just learned to shave my legs. Like, literally, I'm very bendy because I have to have my face 2 inches from whatever part of my body I'm shaving. It's really, right, yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, you'd have to have like special goggles, I think, if you did that with swimming without contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would you?
Yeah, I can't. I.
This mm-hmm is one rule. This is what, you know, eye doctors recommend, but this is one of those rules where I'm like, nope, break. In the same way, I'm like, 2 weeks, contacts, nope, break.
No, I understand, you know, not swimming with your contacts because it's not good for them and chlorine, et cetera, but I literally cannot see you without my contacts.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea of this is you're exposing your eyes to bacteria and parasites, the water.
Just,
I hope not.
That just went right over my head.
But again, this is one of those things that it's so not with my regular everyday life that I'm like, I'm going to take my chances on that one. But that they also recommend that you should wear safety glasses whenever you do any home improvement projects, even simple things like just hanging up a picture, which I'm just like, really? Because I've done a whole, I don't actually have safety glasses in my toolbox. And why do toolboxes not come with safety glasses? You come with every other thing but safety glasses.
I guess you just have to buy your own pair and put them in there.
Like mine came with electrical tape and a voltmeter and like all the different screwdriver hedge, although it didn't come with a wrench, so mine's a little strange. But also no safety glasses. Just I'm upset. And I've actually never worn safety glasses outside of like a chemistry classroom.
Wow. Wow. You need to get out more. Or stay in more or something. I don't know.
Go to Home Depot more or something.
Something.
Something more. Yeah. But they also recommend, like the dentist thing of every 6 months to a year, that you see an eye doctor at least every other year. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, and maybe this is why my health insurance doesn't have vision, because they kind of imagine within 2 years, maybe you'll be on a different health insurance. But that at least every other year, to make sure, if nothing else, that your vision hasn't changed or that you're not having some sort of vision condition that you wouldn't necessarily know.
Right. And often insurance won't cover your contacts if you haven't had an eye exam in the past year, usually. So
yeah, even 1-800-CONTACTS did that. I ordered from them, and then I ran out and I ordered again, but my prescription had ended like 3 weeks in advance, and they would not give it to me until I went to, I'm not even in that city right now. I hate you right now. I'm thankful that you're so safe, but on the other hand, I hate you.
Yeah.
But that regular eye exams can detect eye diseases that may have no early symptoms, like glaucoma, which glaucoma is one of those things like gingivitis that it's a scary word. And maybe all words with G's are scary. I'm not sure. All the G words are terrifying.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the letter G.
I was actually not a fan of that show, but
Sesame Street?
Yeah, no.
Okay, we can't be friends anymore, but let's move on.
But this next hint is a little strange, in that they suggest that you pamper your eyelids with a warm compress every day, which this is, again, one of those things. I don't think I've ever put a warm compress on my eyes. I put cold compresses, like when I had a headache.
Right.
But that you're supposed to do a warm compress because your eyelids have these things called meibomian glands that I'm sure I completely just did not pronounce at all, that pump oil onto the surface of your eyes and create a healthy tear film. And then as you sort of age, your eyes dry out. And so the warm compress helps the oil keep being produced and not have dry eyes.
Huh.
It's a little weird.
I guess the closest that I come to that is the warm washcloth in the shower when I wash my face in the morning. Maybe I'll just press it to my eyes for longer.
Well, and it doesn't have to be long. It's not like a lay down for 30 minutes with a warm compress on sort of thing. It is just sort of run warm hot water on a washcloth and press to your eyes for, you know, maybe 10 to 30 seconds or so, and that should keep the warm oil going. It's weird to think of oil in my eyes.
Yeah, it is.
That's strange.
I'm with you on that.
But then there are, you're supposed to just sort of eat well, period, which I completely fail at. But that there's certain nutrients that are helpful for eye health and that they recommend you get regularly. So like, and I'm going to completely butcher these as well. Lutein and...
Lutein, that one I know.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
See, you learn something new every day. Lutein and, do you know the next one?
No, but zeaxanthin?
We're not sure.
Yeah.
But they're found in foods like spinach, kale, and eggs, and they reduce your risk of chronic eye disease. Vitamin C can slow the progression of age-related vision loss. Vitamin E, which comes in vegetable oils, nuts, seeds, and green veggies, can potentially help protect cells in your eyes from tissue breakdown. Omega-3 fatty acids are important for proper functioning of your retina. And zinc, and I love the list, the first starts with oysters.
I know, I was just looking at that. Okay.
Let's eat oysters, because my eye doctor said so. Oysters, red meat, poultry, beans, and crab and lobster. So we all clearly need to go to Red Lobster regularly or something. A seafood place regularly. Joe's Crab Shack, I don't know. To help your body produce melanin, which is a protective pigment in the eyes, but that also eating a healthy, well-balanced diet reduces your risk of developing or exacerbating hypertension and type 2 diabetes, which both can lead to eye complications. Mm-hmm. And then the final sort of everyday tip is to wear sunglasses. And this is a bit like the whole wearing sunblock thing, even if it's cloudy or overcast, right, or whatever, because the sun is still there. Like,
what?
Yeah, I know. But the sun doesn't revolve around the earth and go away when the clouds come in because they're having a fight and all those wonderful fairy tales. I'm now thinking of Sound of Music where, you know, the lightning says something to the thunder and the thunder answers back.
I wish it wouldn't answer so loud.
Right. We're off topic.
Us? No.
Right. But like sunblock that you should wear, even if, you know, it's not bright and sunny, you should wear sunglasses all the time. Even if it's not bright and sunny, although maybe not at night, regardless of what that song says. Because the sun's rays are still there and sunglasses can help protect your eyes from those. But that you should make sure they're, you know, proper UVA and UVB sunglasses with the whole amount of spectrum that I'm currently blanking on. But yes, don't just go and get... Although mine are actually like $3 pair from a really cheap store. But they did have the UVA UV sticker. I made sure of that before I got them. So at the very minimum, I can sue if they're lying to me. I don't know.
Or did you just take the sticker from another pair and slap it on yours so you can...
Well, I didn't.
So you can spend $3.
Maybe the store did. I thought I was doing well. But yes, even if it's not bright and sunny, please do take care of yourself and wear sunblock and sunglasses. So we're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we will talk about certain times when you might actually need to bite the non-bullet and go to the doctor. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Today we're talking about dental and vision. And if you don't have, or even if you do have dental and or vision insurance, you're probably still reticent to go to the doctor unless it's like a very clear emergency, just because again, copays are the devil. But there are some times when you absolutely should just go. They're very serious conditions and they can lead to permanent, you know, damage to your eyes or your teeth or blindness or losing your teeth. So we're going to talk about a couple of those. So first, like the eye thing of at least an appointment every other year, you should, and I apologize, I know we're not supposed to do should, it is recommended by dental people that you go to the dentist at least once a year minimum. Mm-hmm. And that every six months thing that a lot of people have is also not specific, and it might be more depending on your dental health.
Right. A lot of people produce a lot more plaque than some people. So if that's right, the case, you might consider going twice a year just to keep that under control so you don't have to have as much scraping every time.
Right. Yes. So, and your dentist usually will tell you if you're one of those people that they need to see more often. Mm-hmm. And that is to make sure that you and they can stay on top of any sort of dental mouth problems before they become much bigger and way more costly. So there's also things that aren't dental mouth related that your dentist can see at these appointments. Like signs of diabetes and anemia can actually sometimes show up in your mouth. Mm-hmm. So your dentist might see something and be like, you might want to go see your general practitioner, which might not otherwise have shown up anytime soon until your whenever regular doctor's appointment.
And might not even then, depending on what you go in to talk to your doctor about. Right. You know? Mm-hmm.
So you should contact your dentist pretty much immediately if you notice any signs or symptoms that could suggest oral health problems, such as red tender or swollen gums, gums that bleed when you brush or floss. Although, and I do this too, and it's because I just hate flossing. But when I finally do get scared back into flossing again, my gums will bleed a little, mm-hmm. but it's not like...
Or if you get too carried away with the sawing motion and just, you know, right. slice your gum open. But
that like mine will usually go away after I've been flossing pretty regular for a while until I like run out of floss and things don't go by anymore. It's the one the dentist gives me. And that yeah, I wow. also have a problem with the floss.
See, I buy the giant floss, the biggest size I can find.
I totally and then used to.
I used to floss twice a day. I don't always floss twice a day now. But I try to floss every day.
I totally used to use the really giant jumbo, and I actually bought like a pack of six giant jumbo things. Oh, wow. So that lasted me for a long time. But then I saw the whole thing about like all the plastic in our oceans, and since most of the flosses are like spun plastic, I was like, do I really want to put strange little pieces of spun plastic? And it's hard. There's some, and it's of course really expensive, where you can get like silk floss spun from silkworms,
and that's kind of gross if you think about it really hard.
But people have been wearing silk for years.
No, they're not putting it in their mouths.
Well, you're putting dead dinosaurs in your mouth. No,
when I think of silkworms, I think about them pooping out silk. Moving on.
But then silk will at least, you know, break down right. in your lifetime. Right. And so, and people, like the people who are really, really concerned about not like adding to the plastic in oceans at all, they're like, not only does it have to be silk, but like it has to come in a glass container. It can't come with like any plastic whatsoever. And then like it comes in a brown paper box and all this. So they're like, there was one where they bought the silk thing, but it came in like with a plastic spool or whatever, and they were like, nope, no plastic. I was like,
wow,
good luck.
That's committed.
I mean, that's an interesting goal to go for in your life, but you would have a hard time. Everything's plastic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I try not to do that. So I don't floss as much as anywhere near my doctor would like me to. I apologize.
But she's saving the environment, so it's all good.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. I will claim that at my dentist appointment. You should also see your doctor immediately if you have gums that begin pulling away from your teeth, because this could be a sign of gingivitis or gum disease. Loose permanent teeth, which would scare the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. And my sister really got into hockey for a while, and we totally watched like pretty much every game, whichever season it was recently that the Chicago Blackhawks won. But like, a part.
Oh, I pictured that she got into playing hockey. And
oh, like, no.
Oh, that's scary
that
for her teeth.
That would be amazing. But no, that was me. I kind of like the fights in hockey.
Wow.
Just because it's like, let's get into a brawl while we're on ice skates.
I know. Over the silliest things.
It's really? Like, but yeah, when they do like lose a tooth, I'm just like, why are you playing the sport? Like,
I know.
You're a grown man, so that is clearly not a baby tooth anymore. And that's not going to grow back unless you like go put it in milk and get it to what. And it happened like I think there was maybe two or three I saw when we were watching, and I was just like, oh my gosh, why? Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. That would clearly turn me off that as a career choice, but I like my teeth. That actually reminds me of, I think it was a Crest commercial where it was at like a senior living place, mm-hmm. and this woman came in and she was new, and these three senior guys are talking, oh, she looks so good, are those? And they're like, yeah, they're all her own teeth. She has all her own teeth. I'm just like, that is my goal for senior whatever it is, seniorhood, is to have all my own teeth.
And I think that's more attainable now.
It most definitely, yeah, I have care. A much yeah. greater chance, but still, that's my total goal, is to have all my, although I did have my wisdom teeth taken out in high school, so those are not in there. But other than that, I hope to always have all my own teeth, hopefully.
It's better than having somebody else's teeth.
Oh, gross. Back to your doctor. You should see your doctor if you have any changes in the way your top and bottom teeth align, any unusual sensitivity to hot or cold, persistent bad breath, or unusual taste in your mouth. Changes, if you don't have all your teeth, changes in the way your dentures or partial dentures fit, difficulty swallowing, mouth ulcers or sores that don't heal. Those are all things to, even if you don't have insurance, go see your doctor anyways, because they could be signs of bigger problems.
Right.
And for eyes, especially for eyes, like somehow not having my own teeth is not as scary as like potentially being blind.
Well, you can replace your teeth with dentures that might not be as convenient, but, it, you know, we don't have false eyes yet. Or if we do, I don't want to know because creepy.
Yeah, no, we're not there yet. We need to get more futuristic and parts of robots, and we won't go into that because we're always scared of AI on the show.
Or it makes me think of Mad-Eye Moody and Harry Potter and his crazy magical eye.
I'd actually kind of like that.
Because you can see through the back of your head.
You can see through everything with that eye. Like, can I wouldn't be too upset about that as a replacement.
There are places that I wouldn't want to activate it, but...
Right, but we're not there yet either, so take care of your eyes. And a lot of times, eye conditions, if you catch them early, can actually be controlled or reversed. So things you should see your doctor for: floaters, but I think that's more floaters that are unusual or new. Because like I have floaters, and I've had floaters as long as I can remember going to see my eye doctor. But if you've never had floaters before and you suddenly have floaters,
right,
you should probably go see your doctor. Or if you have floaters that like sort of don't go away, because like mine, if I try and follow them at a certain point, I can't follow them.
Well, right.
They all float off to the sides of my eyes.
Way, yeah.
So yeah, but if they're sort of like, I'm going to block your vision from it, yeah, go see your doctor for that. If you have constant red eyes or constant dry eyes, and that like over-the-counter teardrops aren't helping, these can be signs of like dry eye syndrome, so you should see your doctor for that. If you get a chemical in your eye, a la, again, the chemistry class, which is the only time I ever wore
safety glasses.
But they also have that like eye wash.
Right.
Well, they have an eye wash and a shower.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely for that. And especially if you have contacts, because then the chemical can get under your contacts and stay on your eye, even if you wash it out. So first, actually rinse your eyes immediately, but then contact your eye doctor or optometrist, even if you think you're okay, because chemicals can result in permanent damage and scarring, even if you don't see it right away. If you have a sort of random eye pain that comes out of nowhere, go see your doctor, because a sharp pain can be a sign that you have something in your eye or you have some sort of eye infection. But an aching pain can be a sign of eye inflammation or increased pressure in your eyes, or you might just need a different prescription, which is how I first knew I needed glasses.
Oh, well, I have a go to your eye doctor story. So one day at work, couldn't see up close, couldn't see distance, everything started seeing double. Got an appointment with my eye doctor. My corneas were cracked. And I do not sleep I did not sleep in my contacts. I don't know. So I had to wear my glasses for several weeks and put ointment. Talk about oil in your eye. I had to put ointment in my eyes. It was a good time.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Also, if you start seeing either halos around lights or you have a sudden sensitivity to light, because that can be a sign of either an ocular migraine or some kind of inflammation. And then if you have a sty, which I somehow managed to completely get through like childhood without really knowing anyone who ever had a sty on their eye, which feels a little strange for childhood.
That's when you would have a warm compress.
Right?
I had a sty as a child, and cold, or not cold, warm compresses.
Or wait, I may be wrong. Styes and pink eye are different, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then yeah, no, I still haven't ever met anyone with a sty, but I did know some friends with pink eye. But if you have a sty, it often goes away in a day or two, but it's still good to get it checked out. If you get them often, or if you have a sty that doesn't go away in that short amount of time, because again, that could be a sign of something else. So hopefully we've given you some tips, even with our strange side stories, to help you better care for your eyes and teeth, especially if you don't have the insurance to go to the doctor regularly. But even if you don't, to please, if you have any of those dangerous warning signs that we mentioned near the end here, to go and see the doctor anyways, because it's most definitely for those, better to be safe than sorry, because those are two things that as you age, even it feels sort of you don't have anymore. Like, if you've ever seen those older people that look like they're kind of eating their lip, They're biting their lip, and that's because the teeth are just sort of gone, or the bone density goes down.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, on the one hand, oh, older person. But on the other hand, oh my gosh, no. Like, because you look at the pictures of, like, you just seem like you've always been that old. But then I look at pictures of, like, man, you are a handsome guy. What happened? It's the bone density. The bone density went away. So take care of your teeth so that doesn't happen. And you maintain, you know, to be the healthy person with all their own teeth at the senior home. And then you just be, like, Casanova there. That's totally the goal of this podcast.
Everybody needs a goal.
And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.